just in. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabaret Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabaret Radio.
Radio. Cabaret Radio. Anyhow, this is not Cabaret Radio. This is Sore Throats, Coughing Hands. And we got about 2 minutes left before Gat comes on, and he is in the studio right now.
Hi.
Hello. You doing okay over there?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Excellent. And what do you got for your show coming up?
We'll be bringing The Heat, specifically the 1995 film starring Al Pacino and Robert De Niro, directed by Michael Mann. Otherwise, a little bit of new dubstep and some other little wonderful nuggets that were recently passed along to me.
Nuggets?
New nuggets, yes.
Nuggets. And so, now...
creamy nuggets that rolls like caramel down the throat.
Ooh la la. And so, Michael Mann. So people must have called him Mr. Mann.
That's right.
I just thought of that. Well, it's not that I just
thought
of that
everyone else. You've heard of Manfred Mann, have you?
Manfred Mann, absolutely, from the Blow soundtrack.
That's right.
Famously. For at least the new fans.
That's right. Backwards, it's Manfred.
Wow, cool.
All right, so what did we just hear there?
It's a long bus. It's a long bus ride out to UBC. Yes. Let's just put it that way. And so, cool. All right, on. And now I was looking here. Did you notice how many CDs are missing from the collection over there?
No, I've just walked in.
Well, anyway, I guess it's not so ongoing, but
it's not that bad.
I was referring
just everything that you've been looking for.
It's just everything
there.
I'm looking for is gone. That's exactly it. Yeah, you know what?
Didn't
it's
walk
not so bad.
Off with anything yourself, did you, Mr.
No,
Privet?
Absolutely not. I have no need.
You sure about that?
I have no need whatsoever. I have lots of coasters at home, so I don't use the CDs from the station for that reason.
No, but obviously, if the cases are missing, we gotta be looking at you then.
You know what? If you looked on the schedule, I'm sure that I would pop up because I would be playing those ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
interesting.
There's a bit of a guilty face there to serve.
I always have a guilty face, but that's because I'm guilty of lots, but nothing that you know of.
All right,
or I'm willing to tell the general public.
What can you tell us then?
Nothing. That's why I don't talk much on the show. I just play music. It hides my wounds,
like a salve,
like a screeching noise.
All right.
Yeah. Anyhow, that's it. It's your show. It's time. Are you ready or what?
I can hop on. Just why don't you play one of our station identifications?
Okay.
And Exploding Head Movies is coming up next. Then afterwards at 9, it's the Jazz Show. Then at midnight is Canada Post Rock. So stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You really want to know what love is?
Yeah. Yes. Tell us.
More than anything in the world, Ron.
Well, it's really quite simple. Kind of like, gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together, making sparks ignite, and the thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight. Woo! Afternoon delight.
Do you know what love is? I do. It's CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
You guys have it, I think.
Afternoon delight.
Hey.
George.
Well, it is.
What a cluck. What a cluck you are.
It's late, you know. It's late.
No kidding. Gee, what a dump. Hey, what's that from? What a dump.
How would I know?
Oh, come on. What's it from? You know.
Martha.
What's it from, for Christ's sake?
What's from?
I just told you. I just did it. What's a dump? Huh? What's that from?
I have the faintest idea.
Dumbbell. It's from some damn Betty Davis picture of some goddamn Warner Brothers epic.
Martha, I can't remember all the pictures that came out of Warner Brothers.
I'll be asking you to remember every goddamn Warner Brothers epic. Just one single little epic. That's all. Betty Davis gets peritonitis at the end. And she wears this big black fright wig all throughout the picture, and she's married to Joseph Cottonism.
Somebody.
And she wants to go to Chicago all the time because she's not the actor with the star. But she gets it. And she sits down in front of a dressing table.
What actor? What star?
I can't remember his name, for God's sake. What's the name of the picture? I want to know what the name of the picture is. She gets... It's peritonitis. But she decides to go to Chicago anyway. And
Chicago. It's called Chicago.
Huh? What? What is?
I mean the picture. It's called Chicago.
Oh, good grief. Don't you know anything? Chicago was a 30s musical starring little Miss Alice Faye. Don't you know anything? This picture, Betty Davis comes home from a hard day at the grocery store.
She works in the grocery store?
She's a housewife. She buys things. She comes home with the groceries, and she walks into the modest living room of the modest cottage modest Joseph Cotton set her up.
Are they married?
And she... Yes, they're married. To each other, Cluck. And she comes in, and she looks around this room, and she sets down her groceries, and she says, "What a dump!"
Oh.
She's discontent.
Oh.
Well, what's the name of the picture?
I really don't know, Martha.
Well, think!
Well, I'm tired, dear. It's late.
I don't know
besides,
what you have to be tired about. You didn't do anything today.
Well,
you didn't
I'm
have
tired.
Any classes or anything.
Your father didn't set up these damn Saturday night orgies all the time.
Oh, that's just too bad about me, George.
Oh, well, that's how it is anyway.
You didn't do anything. You never do anything. You never miss. You just sit around and talk.
Well, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to go around praying at everyone all night the way you do?
I don't pray.
All right, you don't pray.
I did not pray.
I said you didn't pray.
Fix me a drink.
You had enough?
I said fix me a drink.
Well, I don't suppose a nightcap would kill either one of us.
A nightcap? Are you kidding? You got guests.
You got what?
Guests. Guests.
Guests?
Yeah, guests. People. We've got guests coming over.
When?
Now.
Good Lord, Martha, do you know what time it is?
Do you know what time it is, Vancouver? It is 7:35 here, Pacific, in the evening. And what we just heard there was the first 4 minutes or so of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, of which we're hearing the lovely theme written by Alex North for the 1966 version of the film. And that opening salvo featured Richard Barton and then Elizabeth Taylor. And that's what we heard actually comes off the Ever Rare Deluxe Edition 2 record set, which features the complete film play for Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. And that was a workaround that Warner Brothers did to release a copy of the film out to the public, since the language of the adaptation of Edward Albee's play made it unsuitable for television broadcast at the time. You know, things like screw you and goddamn you. That is not something that a late 60s audience could handle. Of course, Burton and Taylor were in the midst of their intense first marriage prior to Burton's descent into alcoholism, which triggered a divorce, though they later remarried and then had a final separation. And, of course, Burton died in 1984. That was 1977. And, of course, the lovely Taylor just died of congenital heart failure this past Wednesday at the age of 79. So, good evening. The name of the show is Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here broadcast on UBC's meandering community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And you can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. And my name is Gak, and I'll be bringing the heat until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station is 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. Otherwise, something new for you folks out there is, since GAC.ca is having a little bit of issues at present, I have created a Facebook page at this point now. So if you just do a search for Exploding Head Movies, you can like it. You can catch up on past shows. And you catch some ample distractions. I usually post once or twice a day there with stuff pertaining to movies, music, other little distractible bits that fit in with the entire scheme here. So I did a search high and low for appropriate soundtracks to commemorate Elizabeth Taylor, but so far I've only located Alex North's score to the 1960s debacle that was Cleopatra. So I'm going to keep looking, and then later on I'll hopefully do something either tied to Elizabeth Taylor or Alex North himself, since he is one of the great film scorers. But we'll go with the original plan, and that will be 1995's film Heat, as directed by Michael Mann. So yeah, we'll expect a little something from the violet-eyed beauty soon. But otherwise, we'll have a mishmash of dubstep, R&B, and this first little section, which starts off with a new band out of London. They're called The Racket. The one member used to hail from this fair city of ours. That's Mar Sellers. She used to produce at the CBC, part of the Ewoks and the Dulocks, along with a handful of other acts. So this is part of a quartet, and this looks to be their latest single. So you can check out their MySpace for more information, but here is The Racket with New Boyfriend.
Again. You are my type, you are my type. boyfriend see?
Miss DJ Spooky's Terra Nova, Symphonia Antarctica, Saturday, April 9th at the Chan Center. This large-scale multimedia work is a meditation on global warming, translating DJ Spooky's first-person encounter with the harsh, dynamic landscape of Antarctica into visual and sonic portraits. This performance will also feature Corey Ham on piano, as well as string trio Infinitus. Tickets and more information can be found at chancenter.com. That's DJ Spooky, performing Terra Nova, Symphonia Antarctica, Saturday, April 9th at the Chan Center on UBC campus.
I heard that's Corey Haim for a second there. So yes, DJ Spooky, April 9th. What we heard before that was Mode Modern here from Vancouver. Sorry, Mode Modern. And off their album Ghost Emerging, we heard Les Neuf Sœurs, French for Nine Sisters. The quintet's headed by vocalist Philippe Intile. And one of the instruments that this quintet uses actually is a rare nine-string guitar. And, yeah, they played a show last Saturday at the YSL, joined by the Petroleum Byproduct and Louise Burns. And so far, it has received rave reviews, so keep tuned to their Facebook, MySpace, and their beguiling Tumblr blog for more updates. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. This I have to do, and just a big shout out to all the people working at St. John's Ambulance this evening. Hopefully you guys are having a quiet night, but ready at the rare moment to save some lives. Let's dip a bit south to the, just a little bit, just south of the 49th parallel, not too far, down to Duluth in Minnesota. And Lowe recorded their forthcoming album, Come On, at the same church that they did for their 2002 album, Trust. And that's sort of one of the last albums that they had before they started getting progressively louder after the move to Sub Pop. But after those past two albums, including Drums and Guns and The Great Destroyer, Lowe have looked inward again, and it sounds like they've slowed things down a bit. They still vehemently shake off the slowcore vibe, but that's what we do know them for. Come On's will be coming out midway through April through Sub Pop. Features guest contributions from Nels Klein on lap steel and guitar. Features some members from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra and Trampled by Turtles. So maybe there will be one song on here for Robert Plant to cover, since he did cover two of their songs on his recent Band of Joy album. So from Come On, here's Lowe with Especially Me.
Thank you.
And there's Vancouver's own Blood Diamonds, and that was Heart, which came out through the Pop Manifesto label. And Blood Diamonds is the work of producer Mike Tucker. And the Pop Manifesto label is rather new at this point, and it's had some ties to acts like Magic Mountain, so we should definitely keep our ears peeled for more stuff like that. Speaking of ears peeled, this has actually, this act has sort of bubbled up quickly on the blogosphere in the past 2-3 weeks or so. They're out of Toronto. Their R&B act was part of the XO Collective, and at this point there's been some involvement on the part of Drake now, and producer Noah 40 Shabib. And they're known as The Weeknd, just dropped the last E in that, so it's Weeknd. And they have an EP out that you can download for free through their website called House of Balloons, and it's a phenomenal piece as debuts go. And but at this point, no one really knows who is behind this. So from House of Balloons, here's The Weeknd with What You Need. We'll be right back.
Regulations här. Du lyssnar på CITR 109.9 FM i Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Regulators. You regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up.
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets, trying to consume some skirts for the E, so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis, some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some gas, so I said, I'm stuck.
Since these girls peeping me, I'm gonna glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking more than 12. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight pound for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly. Let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. Explode. Now I'm switching my mind back into freak mode. If you won't skirt, sit back and observe. I just left a gang of those over there on the curb.
Now they got the freaks and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E and me, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. But Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. One of them names was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your size. She said, my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel.
Era. G-Funk, step to this, I dare ya. Funk, on a whole new level.
The rhythm is the bass. Whoa. And the bass is the treble.
Chords, strings, we brings melody. G-Funk, where rhythm is life, and life is rhythm.
If you know like I know, you don't wanna step to this. It's the G-Funk era, funked out with a gangster twist. Smoke like I smoke, then you're high like every day. And if your ass is a buster, 213 will regulate.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We started that set before 8 o'clock with The Weeknd. And off their House of Balloons EP, we heard What You Need. And after that, we heard from Dennis Ontario, that was Kushik, alias of Kushik Ghosh on the Stones Throw label. And that was Be With, the title track to a collection of singles and EPs that came out in 2005. And that song sampled brilliantly from Hurricane Smith's song, Back to the Country. After a bit of a field recording, or technically an alley recording behind me as some woodpeckers were fighting over some telephone poles, we heard their Warren G and Nate Dogg with something off the Above the Rim soundtrack from 1994, and that was Regulate. And Nate Dogg, and died way too early. He died March 15th at the age of 41 from heart failure, although he had suffered a series of multiple strokes in the past few years before that. He's born Nathaniel Dwayne Hale. He sang as part of the Baptist church that his dad was a preacher at, but he met along with Snoop Dogg, hence what he became Nate Dogg, and then Warren G. They became part of the act called 213. Dr. Dre heard the demo. And effectively, that last minute of that song just sort of laid down the entire West Coast sound. Brilliant sample there from Michael McDonald's I Keep Forgetting Every Time You Are Near. But yeah, Nate Dogg, unbelievable. He was on hundreds of songs, providing that beautiful melody there. And, of course, the old versions of the Wikipedia page for Regulate, actually, we recapped the story of the song that unfolded, because, you know, Nate Dogg just sort of pulls up, save Warren G's after getting robbed, and then, yeah, let's get their freak on. Anyways, hopefully you're getting your freak on here. It's 8:10 here on 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is CITR. My name's Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies. Coming up at around 8:30 or so, we're going to have a little bit of profile from Goldenthal's score to the 1995 film Heat. But let's listen to some recent, I wouldn't say dubstep, at the very least, this is a whole bunch of new music featuring those little warped beats there. And we're going to start off with Flying Lotus. And that's the alias of Steve Ellison from L.A. He is the great nephew of the great jazz queen Alice Coltrane, who was the wife of John Coltrane. And believe it or not, Ellison actually did study saxophone during high school, but he didn't like any of the songs that were played, and he actually was bad at the sax to the point that he just sort of put that down and picked up the laptop instead. But he's been a big producer in the L.A. area. And his most recent album came through Warp Label in 2010. It was called Cosmogramma, after he misheard something that his aunt's ashram lecture involving cosmic drama. And this little set's going to feature Tom York. So Tom York does provide vocals here, although they're going to be highly processed. And we're going to hear from him after on another recent thing that came out. And, of course, in the hype with Radiohead's release of the new album, The King of Limbs, they do have a 7-inch coming out as part of Record Store Day featuring some unreleased tracks. And recently there's been some video floating around of Tom York doing a DJ night featuring dubstep in L.A. So from Cosmogramma, here's Flying Lotus, joined by Tom York, and the world laughs with you. I need to
The AMS Speakeasy provides information, peer counseling, and crisis support to the UBC community. Speakeasy volunteers are carefully chosen and trained to assist students in dealing with a wide range of issues, including relationship breakups, substance abuse, sexuality, and exam stress. To access our service for information or counseling, drop in to visit our desk on the north side of the sub-concourse. All drop-ins and call-ins are strictly confidential. We also have an online email referral service. If we can't help you, we can refer you to someone who can.
This any clearer. I can't make this any clearer.
from the Text label, which is spearheaded by Fortet. That was Fortet, joined by Tom York there, and then Burial, and that's the A-side to a 12-inch, and that's called Ego. And that is some fantastic stuff. Actually, if you do check out Mirror as well, too, that gets a little bit more with Burial's usual modus operandi, although we'll actually hear Burial coming up shortly. But Burial and Fortet collaborated last year on the 12-inch called Moth, and then Tom York, as we heard before, collaborated with Flying Lotus on Cosmogramma. And at this point, let's talk about Mr. Burial itself. At this point, he's been exposed as William Bevan, who went to the same music school as like Adele and Fortet. And right now, today, an EP of his first new solo material since 2007's Untrue and Ghost Hardware came out. It's called the Street Halo EP. And this is some fantastic vintage dubstep here. Most people at this point sort of move more towards the housey and then the drum and bass sounds. But Burial, I think, sets the bar quite nicely, honestly, just with the way of percussion of getting really tech heavy. If you listen to the percussion here, the snares and the hi-hats, they've been processed through some fuzz and some phasers. So some people give it that little bit of that cobweb type texture. So hopefully this is a precursor for a new album from Burial, but at the very least from the Street Halo EP, this is Burial with NYC.
C.I.T.R.C.A. You win. C.
In the background, we're listening to D-Bridge, alias Darren White from London, England. He used to be part of the Metalheads crew, doing some drum and bass sessions there, but he sort of kept up on his own pace there. So from his most recent 12-inch from the start, this is the B-side. It's called Detuned Heart. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. My name's Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies. After these important announcements, let's get to the movie part of the Exploding Head experience.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts in the Westside UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Kerner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
So from the soundtrack to Heat, there is Elliot Goldenthal. What we heard was Entrada, and then the build-up to Shootout. And Heat came out in 1995, directed by Michael Mann. And it's a retelling of a TV film that he made in the mid-80s called L.A. Takedown. And I've seen YouTube footage of it. And when you sort of think about all the dramatic moments that happen in Heat, there's I think YouTube has a 10 or 11-minute clip showing of all the parallel scenes there, including like the cafe meet up and the extreme bank shootout as well too. And it just sort of definitely seems like LA Takeout was a practice run of what was accomplished in Heat. And Goldenthal studied under composer Aaron Copland and the back in New York. And he's been working in films steadily, but he doesn't have the same level of credits that a lot of other composers have, because he also alternates his world with theater, since his partner for many a decade, Julie Taymor, is a theater director. She was the one who helped organize Lion King. And then she also did her own movies as well, too. So if you've ever seen the Shakespearean adaptations of Titus and the Tempest, you've seen heard his score paired with her visuals there. And he has one Oscar win to his belt, which is 2002's Frida. He's been nominated a couple times before, including twice in 1996 for Interview with a Vampire. And then Michael Collins. Michael Collins shares a little bit of the score with Heat, in that originally he had a closing track for Over the Credits. But once a man heard Moby's God's hand moving at the face of the water, he had decided to use that instead. So Goldenthal recycled his theme, changed all the guitar parts to bagpipes, and then that became Michael Collins, although I don't think bagpipes are a traditional Irish instrument. Anyways, let's listen to a few cues by Elliot Goldenthal, and then we'll listen to one of the artists that deals with his notes as well, too. So here's from the Heat. Here's Elliot Goldenthal with Force Marker.
We'll be right back.
We just heard There Was a Coffee Shop. Before that, Forest Marker from Elliot Goldenthal's score to the 1995 Heat. And of course, The Coffee Shop has the reputation of being the first time that Robert De Niro and Al Pacino appeared together on the same screen, and that was sort of part of the hype behind the film, behind Heat, because they had appeared together in the Godfather series as well, but not actually in the same scene or anything, like talking to each other at all. And director Michael Mann sort of recognized the moment. So as part of the rehearsals for it, for that scene, there was no rehearsal at all. So what you saw were Pacino and De Niro sort of acting on instinct as Pacino's cop character meets De Niro's thief character for the first and quite likely the last time. And Goldenthal definitely has a very experimental approach here, and many times before he sort of deals with highly rhythmic elements and different sort of orchestrations as well, too. And the good news is with his music, it's easily translatable to other artists as well. And the next two cues, they were written by Elliot Goldenthal, but they're performed by the always fantastic Kronos Quartet, I wouldn't say experimental, but at least the avant-garde or really cutting-edge quartet of Washington State that's been working now for at least 3 decades. So we're going to start off with the title track, or the main title, to Heat by the Kronos Quartet. What we heard there was the Kronos Quartet with the main theme to Heat. And in the background, we are listening to Lisa Gerrard with an edited version of La Baz, Song of the Drowned, which appeared on her debut solo album, The Mirror Pool. But an edited version did appear on the Heat soundtrack as well. Goldenthal explained that part of the reason, or part of his mentality behind creating the soundtrack, was he wanted to create something that was called the guitar orchestra, where six or eight guitars were all played using different tunings stacked on top of each other, and then using some percussion, that the augmentation was sort of affected that way. Also, part of the reason why a lot of people know the Heat soundtrack was it actually used the YouTube Brian Eno project called Passengers, a couple of cues from there as part of their weird take between Zooropa and pop. So that's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up shortly, it is the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, and it will guide you to midnight. And then after that is Canada Post Rock with P-Bone, and that will close out the Monday. So if you missed any of this week's show, just grab the podcast off of CITR's website, www.citr.ca. You can also search iTunes for Exploding Head Movies, and you can also search Facebook now for Exploding Head Movies as well, too, as you can sort of chronicle all the show's misadventures and all that wonderful stuff. So next week, looks like I'll be in town still. The UK awaits at some point, but not quite yet. So at the request of our fantastic music coordinator here, Luke Meat, it's going to be a profile on Italian composer Riz Ortolani. Other than that, let's just close with another cue from Heat. And this guy's from Hamilton, Ontario. He's collaborated with Daniel Lanois in the past, and connecting to the U2 connection that way, he helped with the Joshua Tree with some of the echo effects by creating something called the Infinite Guitar. And this track originally was from 1992, but this is Michael Brook from the Heat soundtrack. This is Ultramarine. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver. I believe it's going to be raining for the next few days, but at the very least, it is spring, as you can smell. And look at those wonderful cherry blossoms.
Listening to CITR FM and cable 101.9, or on the web www.citr.ca. The time is 9 p.m. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, coming right up.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-oo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo.